Welcome to the Make Movies Great Again Movie Club. This week we're talking about Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond.
With a contractually obligated mention of
shit, what is his name?
Tony Clifton. I do feel like we had to say that.
You kind of feel like you had to say that. Yeah, I had to.
The documentary was just as much about Tony as it was Jim and Andy.
Let's just jump right into it. How fucking awesome was it when they did the rap party with Tony Clifton?
The rap party?
They rapped. He came out as Tony Clifton and did the rap. Oh my God. And like you could tell like Jim Carrey was getting actual Jim Carrey was getting emotional as Tony Clifton. But that was so fucking cool. This whole thing, I really kind of understand now where Jim Carrey was coming from, like all his where he was talking about his movies coming up and like when he chose a role, it like kind of mirrored what was going on in his life.
Yeah.
Like the Truman Show, because he was like in the spotlight and that's what he felt like and all these, you know what I mean, all these other things.
He's a weird guy. It was really fun to listen to him like just kind of blabber.
Yeah.
For me, it trailed a little bit. Like I was like, all right, you know.
See, I didn't feel like that. I thought that he was just going to go left field and I wasn't going to understand what he was talking about. But for the most part, I kind of stuck with him. I was like, I kind of get what you're saying. Yeah. I understand, like, I mean, he did get a little, like, you know, out there at some points. But I kind of still, like, stuck with him and trying to understand, like, as an artist and, like, him making his art and, like, whatever. I thought it was fascinating how he was on the beach when they told him he was going to get the part of Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
And like that's when Andy came to him.
Yeah,
and like came to him. And like he
took over.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And like it was, I mean, it's
pretty believable that he felt as though he was three people.
Yeah,
between Tony and
Andy.
Yeah, Andy and Jim.
Jesus.
And just Tony Clifton was hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious.
And the fact that Andy and whatever the hell his friend's name was used to switch them in and
Bobby.
Out.
Bobby. Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. They would just not show up, and then they did it. To the
Playboy Mansion. Yeah. That's awesome. That's so awesome.
That was a great part.
That's so funny.
I thought it was crazy how like you could see how invested Jim Carrey was in this role. It was cool to see all that behind the scenes footage. And at one point, Jim Carrey had said that the movie was happening behind the camera.
He said he wished he could get that. Yeah, could like splice it in together.
Yeah.
And the way Jim Carrey could physically impersonate somebody. Physically.
Yeah.
It's one thing to sound like him.
Yeah.
It's a whole other thing to just like when he came out as like the half makeup Tony Clifton.
Yeah.
He just was like
Yeah.
Like not I mean obviously the prosthetic was there, but like
his
head down and forward and just
his physical acting that Jim Carrey does is second to none. Yeah.
In fact, you sent that GIF today, Adam, to the group chat.
Oh, yep.
And I was like, man, the last two GIFs that made me laugh were Jim Carrey. It was that one and the one that I sent a couple weeks ago when it was, I don't know, it's like from Liar Liar. And then this one is from whatever. Yeah. But like his facial expressions are just unbelievable. Yeah. The way he acts is unbelievable. Yeah.
I thought it was cool. Not only did we get a documentary about the making of this movie and like Jim Carrey's like a lot of, you know, inner struggle and whatnot, but you also got a little bit of Jim's backstory, which I had never,
I didn't know.
I knew he wrote the check. Yeah, and that was it. But I didn't know anything about his dad. I didn't know anything about his mom, his brothers and sisters, or his family, his siblings. I forget what he has for siblings, but just a lot of information that I didn't have, like one of my favorite actors. Yeah. I really like Jim Carrey.
How much did you guys eat up the Lawler stuff?
I loved it. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Molly and I were dying laughing. Like, he's like busting Lawler's balls and like Lawler can't take it.
Lawler didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Well,
and that was kind of interesting because Lawler came out and said, like, that's not what Andy was like at all.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, so Jim was, you know,
taking it to the
He was what did he say? Taken over or I don't know, like Andy was there.
Yeah.
He felt like Andy was there. He was like the Andy, the performer.
Yeah.
So like it really showed you that like Jim didn't, you know, obviously didn't know Andy.
Yeah.
And just took what he did on stage
and
with Lawler yeah. and like made it like the personal yeah. life, which I kind of thought they were going to talk more about. Like, I thought the family would be like, eh.
Yeah.
It's not really like what he was like behind the yeah. scenes, but you know.
His girlfriend seemed to think, the girlfriend who was actually doing the documentary, the behind the scenes, she seemed to think he was doing. And a few people on set thought that he was just, you know.
Absolutely.
I think that Danny DeVito was a little fed up.
Yeah, I
Danny
think so.
DeVito wanted nothing to do with it.
But and Giamatti like dove in eventually or something.
Yeah.
Giamatti.
Yeah, and the poor director, man, the guy who directed One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, just he like wanted to like do one more. It's like, it's okay, Tony, that was perfect. I couldn't have done it any better. But could you just do it this way for me? For okay. me? Okay. I'll do one more. Okay.
Yeah, that was funny how he had to pander to three different people.
Yeah,
and then that when he's on the phone, he's like, yeah. "Is Jim around? Is Jim around?" Yeah, he's like, yeah. "Oh, I can get Jim, you know, whatever." It's like, "Do you want me to like fire Andy? You can just have Jim." And he like pauses. And he goes, "No, I guess I just wanted to talk to Jim."
Yeah, he's like so defeated, defeated.
Even when he's doing that in the interview, when he's doing the impression of the director, he's like. What I mean, he becomes a different person.
He physically becomes a director, not even just the voice. Yeah.
It really was fascinating, and Jim Carrey was awesome. But I love that he was spitting on Jerry Lawler. And
man!
And when Jerry Lawler like hit him at the end, like in that scene where he was on the
but then he
the
faked
Letterman
he
show.
Faked the yeah. He told him to hit him.
Yeah, and then he gets on the stretcher and has the neck.
Well, that was after the stretcher, like he like tells him or he like does that. And he like fakes the injury, goes to the hospital, gets an MRI.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing.
He was watching the news blow up in his hotel room.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Back to the Lawler thing, like it was interesting that he didn't go further with Lawler to the point where it was even more like their relationship. You know what I mean? Like he was always in the character that everyone saw when it was him versus Lawler. But I would have, you know what I mean, just because of how he carried himself with everyone else in the movie, I would have thought that, you know, in front of people, he would have acted like that in front of Lawler. But it was when it was just the two of them, you know what I mean? It would have been
like kind they would of cool. Have, yeah.
But he just kept it going. Well, I think also he was not acting, but I think that Andy and Tony Clifton had to always be Andy and Tony Clifton because of the documentary behind the scenes. I think that Jim Carrey knew that. He's like, I have to be – not only do I have to be in character at all times, but I'm constantly performing. I had to constantly be performing these characters.
Yeah.
So I think that was a lot of it too.
And I thought it was very interesting to hear him talk about like when Tony Clifton was talking about Jim. It's like, you see Jim, he smiles too much. It can't be real.
Like that's
– It's like kind
of – Yeah. It's like that's – he's probably taking a lot of his inner what he doesn't like about himself.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that theory, like, you can be as depressed as you can get happy? Like, people who are usually never that happy, like, really don't get that depressed. It's like above and below a line.
Right.
But then when you see people who get, like, super...
Excited,
happy, like...
They can also swing the other way.
They can go down that far, which is interesting when you talk about the likes of, like, Robin Williams.
Right.
Who can be super exuberant and bounce around. And,
yep.
So, not to take this the wrong way.
No.
I thought it was I had no idea that it just never registered to me that Ace Ventura, The Mask, and Dumb and Dumber all came out in the same year.
That's crazy.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. That's wild. That is wild. That filming schedule must have been crazy.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah, when you think about that, like, Jim Carrey was the biggest star in the world in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
He was on fire. For a while, like you put his comedy resume up against anybody. You can put it up against, especially guys that you know we grew up with, like Ben Stiller and Sandler. Yeah. You know what I mean? Those first two that come to mind. But you know, he goes up against those two, and in a lot of cases, I think he even surpasses it.
Yeah,
I think Jim Carrey fucking cracks me up.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's the way he does.
We watched another documentary that was done in this style earlier. In our movie club career, the one about
becoming Bond.
Yeah, becoming Bond.
Yep.
It was the one camera, the subject looking straight into the camera and answering questions.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Yeah. I love that version of documentaries. I wish I could sort documentaries on Netflix by ones that are done like this, because I think it's really good. One person, straight into the
camera.
What's
it called?
It's named after the documentarian that did it first.
Like, I see.
They project the person who's interviewing you. Yeah, he's in a different room. He's projecting it over the camera. So it's like you're talking to a TV screen, but the camera's really filming you. So it's really cool to get a, like, kind of like a really like honest look at, you know, instead of looking offside to the camera.
You get a different feel.
You get a different feel. And I thought that's cool. And like, it makes it natural for the person, the subject sitting there.
Yep.
Which also makes it better for the audience. So I liked that was one of the aspects of the actual, like, the documentary that I enjoyed. I liked that a lot. But anyway, let's go around the room. Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs medium. For me, it's a thumbs up.
What do you got, Adam?
For me, I'm a thumbs medium, leaning towards up. I guess I just don't know. I just don't know a whole lot about Andy Kaufman. Right. I really enjoyed, you know, seeing Jim Carrey and his evolution into being Andy Kaufman. I just wish I knew more about him.
Yeah, but I agree.
No, I enjoyed it. You know what I mean? I'm glad I watched it.
I hear you. It would have been better to know more about Andy Kaufman, but like, I feel like this was so much about Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I knew more about Andy Kaufman, it'd have been probably even better. So I hear you. I liked it. Thumbs up. Sorry. I thought I'd said that. Sorry. But I liked it. I like doing documentaries.
Yeah, me too.
Real quick, Hateful Eight did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you guys see that like trivia that came out about it?
No.
No.
When Kurt Russell breaks the
guitar? Did we talk about that? Yeah, we talked about
that. Oh, okay. Then maybe that's where I heard it or I saw it again. But I hadn't seen it in a while, and then somebody talked about that and showed the clip, and her reaction was hilarious.
Genuine,
like,
yeah.
And kind of a little bit out of character.
Oh, definitely. She breaks character.
Yeah, she's like, oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Anyways, I just saw it on here again.
Yeah.
But 28 movie clubs down.
Damn.
Infinity to go.
Next week's movie club is Mudbound. It's a Netflix original. Again, this is our third Netflix original in a row. If you want to call in about this or that or Mudbound for next week, 401-285-8120. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Or hit us up on Twitter at MakeMoviesGreat and tell us what you think about this one, previous ones, the upcoming Mudbound episode. I'm just throwing my pen at my face. anything you want, and we'll talk to you back, and we'll read it on the show, or we'll play it on the show. You guys have anything you want to add?
Good to go.
That's going to be it for this week for the Make Movies Great Again Movie Club. We will talk to you next week. Go watch some movies.